Righto, if you're just tuning in, this is the Country Hour. We're at the HB Quarry in the top end of the Northern Territory. And, well, I'm out of the heat and in the air-conditioned cab now. This is much better. And I'm with Heath. That's much it. Better than outside heat.
Yes, much better than the aircon. It really is. Bloody pretty warm out there. Yeah.
What's the job in here?
My job's to come up by the dump truck and be loaded by the loaders or the diggers and take it down to the jaw or the trommel that's working at the moment to be processed.
Are we about to be loaded? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'll just give Lee a call who's loading us. Lee, would you start loading us again, please, mate?
Roger.
Roger, here we go. I can't hear too much, but you can feel it, can't you?
Yeah, you can definitely feel it. A few of them are usually a lot heavier. It depends on what sort of rock they've got on at the time. Yeah, and how they place it on the back of the dump.
How much can you carry on this vehicle?
Probably an average of about 50 tonne on the back, I suppose. Yeah, so we just get loaded. We wait for a horn if we can hear it. Sometimes we can't hear it. And then we start processing down the hall and down to our destination.
And where we are, I mean, this hillside, it is pure rock, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pure rock. This hill's blasted about a week ago. We've been started bringing this down the hill for. So it has had a lot of rock taken out of it at the moment. So another 2 weeks probably, or 3 weeks, it'll be gone. All gone, processed and out the gate.
How many days a week do you work?
I work usually 6 days a week, 5.5 days a week. Usually 6 o'clock to 5 o'clock working hours. So,
do you live nearby, Heath?
I live at, Corroboree, which is about 14 k's drive to the quarry here every morning.
So that's easy, that's good.
Yeah, no, otherwise I can't. The fuel costs and all that, trying to live all the way in the town and out. So it's a good lifestyle out here.
What do you like about the job?
Well, it's a new job to me. I've been in this job for 12 months now. It's a different industry for myself. I enjoy driving the trucks, and anything else they put at me, I give it a go.
We've been speaking to Phil about how business is booming. Is that reflecting in your paycheck?
Well, hopefully it reflects a lot more in my paycheck, I do. So, the pay's fairly good. We always like more pay. And I hope more experience I get, the more money we get.
There we go, we've got a load. We're ready.
Yeah, mate, we've hit the horn and we're heading down the goat track, this is called.
The goat track.
Yeah, I've got to call it on the radio.
Dumpy
down the goat track.
Any real reason why it's called the goat track?
I got no idea. Probably you can feel a few bumps on it.
It's a beautiful area to work in, isn't it?
It is. It is a beautiful area to work at. We've got freshwater crocodiles down the bottom billabong down there, mate. You don't get much in many workplaces. So we're coming down to an intersection here. Dumpy down the Hall Road.
So approaching the crusher, are we?
Yeah, this is the trommel area where they gauge all this, all the size rock. So we're just reversing into my launch pad here.
Easy to manoeuvre these vehicles, are they, Heath?
Yeah, once you do a little bit of tying them, you find you can swing them around in most places. So it's all radio. Contact with the UHF radios and these things, so all we do now is we wait, shouldn't be too long, for we got lights to activate for when we can dump. Red lights, we're not allowed to dump. It will be green lights soon when we dump our load, and then we head back up and get another load full.
I guess that's the idea, you got to keep feeding the machine.
It is feeding the machine, making sure there's rock all the time. Yes, the bosses like us being down here all the time with a load of rock.
There's another vehicle ready to go after we're done.
Another dump truck operator there. He's ready to go. Yes, and there'll be probably another one down here shortly. Yep.
So what were you doing before this then, Heath?
Yeah, I'm a bricklayer. I was laying blocks in Darwin. I've been a bricklayer, block layer for probably 20 years, and I got out of that for a change. I was sick of doing that, so yeah, it's a good swap, I reckon. Good swap.
Yeah, these are big toys.
They are like a big go kart, I reckon. So we got a green light now, there, Matt.
All right, here we go.
We're just going to drop out the load in. We can't see what we can see through the mirrors or the mirror they've got. We've got two mirrors.
There we go. There's how many tons did you say? There slides out how much?
I'd say there'd be 50 ton dropped in that.
Yep. There it goes. Off to
be crushed and maybe to cover a pipe for impacts.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's it. We've bins down. We've got power lines. We've got to make sure the bin's down all the time.
Oh, of course.
And off we go again.
How many times in a day do you reckon you go up and down this hill, Heath?
Oh, I'd have to be a good 100 times, Matt, up and down. So, it gets a little bit monotonous, but every job is.
Well, hey, thank you so much for letting us sit in here and see it all in action. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problems, Matt. Been good day.